Well, hello people, this is Solo Man, and this may be my last video. Because today in the UK, at 3 p.m, we are all going to receive a warning signal on our mobile phones. But of course it's just a test. So what good would this warning do to people? I suppose the population of the UK, I expect 75% of people have mobile phones. But what could they be warning us about? There's a meteorite coming to hit us? Well, we'd already know that. And what could we do? There's a missile heading our way. And once again, what could we do? Say goodbye to the person next to us? It's just another way of controlling the population by just sending a signal to your mobile phone. Of course, the thing is, all your information on your mobile phone is already under a microscope. Some silly people think, oh, that's private. Well, it isn't. Not so bad for me or people my age. We don't live on our mobile phones. But the young people do. Their whole life is on it. And all that information, somebody has it. So you got to ask yourself, how in the hell did the government get my mobile phone? In fact, everybody's mobile phone number. Because I'm unlisted. Anyway, here's the sound that we will hear. And there will probably be an alert message in real for what to do, like run, or there's a sale at Penny's, or pay your taxes. But whatever way you look at it, they always tell you it's for your own good, it's for safety. It's more controlling by the government. It's the same as the media in a way now. The media all comes basically from one source. You can tell when you read different papers and everything, you can see that the stories are roughly about the same. All of them. The similarities of North Korea are very apparent, aren't they? Oh, of course, we're free people. Of course we are. Well, that's the trick, isn't it? We think we're free. Well, if you don't hear from me again, you know what's happened. I mean, some people have said, well, I'm not even going to turn my phone on. I'm going to ignore it. Well, that's okay, sure. But it's still happening, which is the worrying thing. But to be honest, England is so small, if there's few missiles coming our way, would you really want to know? Here's a question, guys. Say you got a signal like that on your phone telling you there's a nuclear missiles are heading your way. What would you do? Would you kind of pack a bag? I mean, of course, in bigger countries like, say, United States, and you got the warning, you got a bit of time. Depends where it hits. But in the UK, it doesn't matter where it hits. It's all over. I'll bet there's people just sitting around. This is a big day for them, looking at their phones, waiting for the warning signal. I mean, look at me. I'm even talking about it. That's how boring I am. Take it easy, guys. Maybe see you some other time. Maybe not.